We are learning Mesechtes Sedarim Daf Samechei Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Tanya, into the Brisa. Amudan Amud Chaveiroi. Someone asks an offer from his friend, Ein Matirin Loi Ela Bafanov. If you're going to be mad to Neder on this Neder, you have to do it in front of your friend. You have to do it in front of your friend. What's the reason for this? So the Ran brings down from the Yishambi two Pshatim. Either Pshat is because of a Busha, that since you, the neder is the gaya, your friend, so then you're embarrassed to be matter the neder. And the case is, according to that pshat, the first pshat in the Yishami is, that you're muda hanom mechaveroi letoives chaveroi. For example, you made a tanai, you said you're not gonna do something, and if you do it, you'll become osa bahanom from your friend. So in such a case, since it's a toivas, it's for the benefit of your friend, you're going to be embarrassed to matter the neder so fast, and you're not going to just let it like a make believe it's a mistake so fast, because you're embarrassed of your friend, it was for his toiva. So one pshat is a case where it's toivas chaveroi, you have to do it in front of, why? Because you want him to have busha, you want him to be embarrassed. The other pshat is because of chshad, that you make a neder, and all of a sudden your friend sees you're having an offer from him. What's going on over here? Or you're giving him a no, whatever the case is. So it's chshad. So therefore, you have to do it in front of him. So the nafkamina between the two reasons is, first of all, if it's not l'toyves chaveroi, so if it's al chshad, you still have this problem. It has to be, you have to matan eda b'fano. But if it's al busha, then you can do it in shloi b'fano. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that if you let him know, by the way, I was matan eda, then no chshad. Masha'inkin, if it's a problem of busha, it has to be in front of him. Even if you let him know, it makes a difference. The Vara is doing the process of being matnet in front of him, you want him to be embarrassed. We're not immediately, had him know has to be in front of. Or Nachman, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayoyma Hashem al Moshe b'Midyon. Hashem tells Moshe b'Midyon, Leich shuv Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol anoshim v'vaksim v'zashecha. So the Gemara makes a diak, either from the word, why is it b'Midyon, or what's the Lashon Leich, extra word Leich. The Mashal learns the extra word Leich, the Mepharish learns it's the extra word Midyon, that teaches us that Hashem said, go back to Mitzrayim, but first go back to Yisrael to be matan aneda. Omaloi, be midyon adartaloch, vahater nedarcho be midyon. Go be matan aneda be midyon. The chsiv, hey, no, he made a shvua. The chsiv, a yoel moisha, ain't Allah ela shvua. But yoel is lashon of shvua, because Allah is lashon of shvua. The chsiv says in the pasuk, vayavoi oisoi ba Allah. So you see, lashon of shvua, began in another raya, began with melech nebuchadnezzar, marad. Tzidkio was marad, rebelled in Nebuchadnezzar, Shbiu Belakim, and he made a shvua, and he was marad. He didn't keep the shvua. So you see that the Yavei Oysa Ba'Allah is a shvua, because the pasuk of Gam Melech Nebuchadnezzar is going back on the Yavei Oysa Ba'Allah. It's going back on that pasuk, and you see it's Shbiu, it's called a shvua. So you see Allah is called a shvua. So you see Moshe had a shvua, and that's why Hashem told him to go back to Midyan to matan the neder. So you see, even there, the neder has to be you have to be matan the neder in front of the person he made the neder to. So what was this merida? What was this rebellion that Tzidkio did? He had a shvua and it was shown on shvua. What was the story? My meridisa. The story was like this: Tzidkio was captured by Nebuchadnezzar, but they were still in Yerushalayim there. Ashkechei Tzidkiyol and Nebuchadnezzar, Davaka Ochel Arnevachaya. Tzidkiyol went and walked in unannounced to Nebuchadnezzar, and he caught him eating a live rabbit. And that was like very embarrassing for Nebuchadnezzar, because it's a major achzarius. It takes a live animal and start eating it. That's not, first of all, it's disgusting. And second of all, it's achzarius. So he was embarrassed, Nebuchadnezzar. Omalei, Ishtabalid Lemigal Saloi, Bloisepek Milsa. So Nebuchadnezzar thought, yo, make a shvua to me. You're not going to let him tell anyone about this story that you saw. So Ishtaba, he swore. L'soif havakum etzdar, Tzidkio begufe. L'maisa, at the end of the day, Tzidkio was upset that he made a shvua. Why? Because he really wanted to get rid of Nebuchadnezzar. And he felt, if you could publicize the story, that would be very embarrassing for Nebuchadnezzar. And they'll probably take him, you know, make him resign, force him to resign. So Isha Shvua, so he went to Bezdin and he was shown a Shvua. Va'omar, and he said it over. Shomar Nebuchadnezzar, come on Vazenlei. Nebuchadnezzar heard that everyone's embarrassing him. It was in the front papers all about the story. And then the only one it could have came from was from Tzidkio. So Shalach Ba'aisi sent Sanhedrin and Tzidkio. He called for the Sanhedrin and Tzidkio. Omar Lahoin, Chazisu Makov Tzidkio. You saw what Ezekiel did? He said over the story, he swore in Hashem's name that he's not going to be Megala. So the Sanjay, Ishri Ashwasa. He was Sherlock on Ashwar. He was Sherlock on his Neda. Omle Ishri Ashwasa, you can be Sherlock on his Neda. Omle in. Omle Luba Funav, I feel so funav. You're allowed to do this. When you Michelle is Neda, you're allowed to matter is Neda. You do Befunav or Shlei Befunav. I'm really Befunav. You have to do Befunav. Because here's a case where it's a Toy Vasavuka Netza. So here's a case, you have to do Befunav. Omle Lahoim, Vatamai, Vitun, how do you matter Neda? You did it Funav or not? My time will learn me to Tzikyo. Why don't you tell Tzikyo? We can't do it. So because of that, Miyad, it says in the Pasuk that the Buchanetzar punished these Sanhedrin and says, Yeshvu la'oret yidmu ziknei ba'asiyon, and which Agamara says, on Rav Yitzchak, Sheshamtu karam mitachteim, he took away the pillows and put them on the floor. And if you look at the Medrash and Eicha, it was much worse than that. Then he tied the hair to the back of the donkeys and they slept them on the ground. Terrible, and the Yisurim happened to them because of this. Nebuchadnezzar was very upset. Tzikyo also got a major einish. They gorged out his eyes, they killed his children because of being this rebellion of saying over this Maisa, even though he made a neda. Now the Ran has a big discussion in this halacha, or let's say it's the Tavasa, it has to be Medaita, not a Tzad is, and he brings up from some Rishonim, that you have to Medas the person you did it. If you made a Neda or Taiva someone, he has to agree to Yataras Darm. What happens if you don't listen to that halacha and do Shleiva on him? Does it work with the Evan or not? So he says, he brings a Raya that the Sahedrin did it for Tzikyo, that it works with the Evan, because you see it worked. But he franked the Ran. Okay, good works for the evidence. What if Shalom Sanhedrin, they did it? It might say, you're not supposed to do it for them. So why did they do this? Why did they do it for Tzikyo? Why would they matter neda? So the Rana answers, Deladvar mitzvah matirim. And Tzikyo was bitzar, that he couldn't be megala, and he's mispatel ayidei kach melecha shemayim. That's one point he says, that's the mitzvah, because he couldn't learn, he couldn't do anything Tzikyo. He was very distraught. Another reason he says is because he was a melech. And you have to listen to the melech. And therefore, even though L'chatil was also, it was a mitzvah. That's what he wanted to answer. But others say that B'dieva doesn't work either.
What?
The mitzvah was either because Tzigyo was very distraught and he couldn't. And the second one is the mitzvah is a melech. The melech says do something, you have to listen to the melech. Tzigyo was the melech. Tzigyo ha melech.
That's the question.
What?
That's not a taina.
Taina is on the person, on the ones doing it. He can ask the shayla. But others say that it's not a raya. Really, it didn't even work. And Taka, the pasuk screams at Tzikyo, and he got an einish because of that. It says, "V'gam melech v'chnetzav marad asher ashbiu b'lekim." It was Taka tain on him. And the Rav Rosa says, "Look what happened to the Sanhedrin. Look what happened to the Sanhedrin." So therefore, fakarit. Other Rishonim say Taka does not work. What happened? Is Taka a mistake? Was Taka a mistake? Akapodim. So it comes out. So Shiloh really works with Devin or not? Shiloh had to learn over here. But Akapodim. What comes out here is that Amud and Avachavera, you have to be matter of Befano, and it's a Shiloh if it works with the Evan or not. And here's a Porta Maisa with Nebuchadnezzar and Tzidkiyo HaMelech.